Welcome to the Patchstack Weekly Security Update. This is episode 64, and this update is for week 13 of 2023. This week's news is about understanding security bug severity and how not all security bugs are equal. Some can wait for a patch, but others may need your immediate attention. You can save yourself a lot of headache when you know how to differentiate. I will then discuss one security bug that was patched this week, which is an actual emergency, so stay tuned for this week's Vulnerability Roundup. Now for this week's Weekly Knowledge Share. Everyone runs software, and everyone has performed an update, from your cell phone to your desktop, and even, of course, your websites. We know that updates are important and need to be performed, and most of the time, the process is simple. Nothing more than clicking a single button. But we don't know when should we click that update button. Should you update immediately, every time, stopping your work and waiting for the update to complete? Or can you wait until a more convenient time to run the process? The common assumption is that most updates can wait. But when it comes to a security update, you should take action right away. But of course, not all security updates are equal themselves. Some require immediate action, while others, they can wait. So how can we tell the difference in security updates? By paying attention to the severity of the security bug that was patched, because not all security vulnerabilities carry equal risk. Foremost, don't panic over every vulnerability. In 2022, 87% of the reported security bugs in the WordPress ecosystem would be considered a medium or low severity risk. It is fantastic that these low and medium risk bugs received a patch from the developers. But site owners need not panic and drop everything just to apply these low and medium risk patches. It is relatively safe to wait. And it's a good idea to take your time and remember to do some important tasks like backing up before applying those updates. I will emphasize that relative is important here. With these low and medium security bugs, they commonly require authenticated users to perform the attack, or an attacker to trick an already logged in user to perform some action for them. If you trust your website's users to not be malicious or not get duped by attackers, then it is relatively safe. But if your WordPress website has open registration, or your website's users are not to be trusted, then these medium risk bugs can pose a more serious threat. So have a response plan ready when you need to apply it, because not all security bugs are just low and medium risk. In 2022, 11% of the reported bugs were considered high risk, and 2% were considered the most dangerous, a critical severity risk. So let's talk more about what makes a bug a critical risk. Commonly, this means that that security bug could be exploited with no authentication required. Simply having your website accessible to the internet means it could be at risk of attack. And, well, I believe most of us have our websites accessible to the internet. It's the whole purpose. These critical risk bugs, and some of the high-risk ones, are the most serious security bugs that you need to have an emergency action plan for. These are the bugs you should be dropping all other work to address as soon as possible. Your plan for these bugs should be the same as any other patch update, just performed immediately rather than later. You back up your site first, then apply the patch. It should not take too long. However, if you do not have the time or wish to avoid the stress, that's where using a service like Patchstack App comes into play. With the pro version of the Patchstack App, the application will apply a virtual patch to literally buy you time that you need to apply the security update. Now, onto this week's Vulnerability Roundup, where I'm going to talk about a critical security bug that was patched this week in a plugin that has 500,000 installations. Like I just mentioned a few seconds ago, this is the sort of security bug that really needs your immediate attention. The WooCommerce Payments plugin is the affected plugin. The developers received a report from a security researcher before this was widely exploited, and with this information, they released the patch they needed to address the critical severity issue. The bug was critical because it could allow attackers to make a single, unauthenticated request, and they will receive back a valid WordPress authentication cookie for any user on the website. This could include administrator users, if they know or guess the user's identification number. The WooCommerce Payments plugin team worked with the plugin's repository team to push an emergency update to all sites running the affected plugin. This means sites, even with auto updates disabled, will receive the update. Based on the severity of the vulnerability, this decision certainly will prevent sites from being hacked. Because within 24 hours of the patch being made available, some security vendors were already reporting that active exploitation was being attempted in the wild. Based on reviewing the code, I can see that this was fairly easy to weaponize attacks, so it's very likely true. Hopefully those sites will receive those auto updates faster than the attackers can find their websites that are vulnerable. But if you haven't already, I strongly recommend you double check that your site's installation of the WooCommerce Payments plugin is up to date as soon as you can. It may also be a good idea to rotate your WordPress website's secret salts. This will invalidate all already issued authentication cookies. This will have a side effect of locking out the currently logged in users, but will protect the site just in case an attacker had already used the exploit to acquire a valid authentication cookie. You can read more regarding this issue on the PatchStack blog, or directly from the developers of the WooCommerce Payments plugin over on the WooCommerce Developers blog. Now for this week's Thanks and Appreciation section. This week, a thank you goes out to the developers of WooCommerce Payments. Thank you for applying that bug patch, as well as a thank you to the plugin review team who is doing the extra effort to make sure that that patch is getting updated across all websites as soon as possible. These actions almost certainly were beneficial, preventing some websites from being compromised due to this bug. A special thank you goes out to the researchers as well, who found and reported the bug. WooCommerce credits Michael Mazzolini of Gold Network for the report, and I personally thank them for reporting the issue responsibly, ethically, and for the good of the user. I will be back next week with more security tips, tricks, opinions, and news on the PatchStack Weekly Security Update.